This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
In the third period, got a couple of goals. So what was the difference in the third where you were able to create like you did?
I thought the second period we had, probably five rush chances that missed net. Two and one that didn't turn into much. Three and two that didn't turn into much. There was a lot of pace to the game. I thought we started in the first period, we turned the puck over too much. Just, we got to the blue line, turned it over. That is why some guys lost ice time.
How did you feel like they responded when you
did? I thought they really responded well.
Does that make you optimistic about just that the message is getting in those situations? Because you could sit a guy and doesn't mean he's gonna listen or take it.
I think if you look at the failed clear on an easy play to start the game with Owen, you look how good Owen came back and played. JJ started the second period, he turned it over as soon as he got over the line. I thought his third period was what we needed, which will make a difference. I know that's a culture change.
You just got to the point here, 26, 27 games, whatever it is, where you had to start taking more ice time away from guys for mistakes.
Well, taking one or two shifts up to this point hasn't worked. Sitting the odd guy out hasn't worked. The puck management, we've talked about that since the start of the year. Their energy is just as good as ours when the period starts, that first period. So you either force them in a 200-foot game. They tracked hard. I'll give them a lot of credit. They worked hard. They tracked hard. They were catching people, just like we catch people. We are starting to catch people from behind. As the game got on and through the second period, when we started getting the opportunities and got the puck behind them, we started to wear them down. Now, all of a sudden, they've got to go 200 feet every time. They're changing. We get to come back at them.
And you worked on the power play. You had a couple tonight. Just what did you think? It looked better.
I thought better. Better. We had three really good looks. We had possession. There was a couple times we didn't find the next play, which could have been a better play. But better.
You've got to go on the road here. But, just is it almost shocking to think this stretch you had seven home games and didn't get any of them?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. You got to stay with it. But we have to go on the road and get the job done.
JJ in particular, do you want him to be more puck dominant and start taking kind of control of the offense when he's on the ice?
It starts with puck management. There's all kinds of components. There's puck battles. There's making sure the puck gets deep so we're not fueling their offense. And then can you, once you're in there, can you win your battle? Can you create something? That's down low. That's when you get above the top of the circles. He's got to be able to make a decision, whatever play that is, the right play at the right time.
Why do you think there was some tentativeness at the start of that, in that the first
period? I thought that they were coming hard. Give them some credit. They were coming hard. They made sure they had people back. They made sure that they weren't going to give us anything through the neutral zone. And, we felt, I think, a couple times like we could try to create something. But the only answer was get it deep.